let the team remind us that God puts us right where He wants us to be. And I believe our scripture today just certainly reiterates that fact that in His entire ministry, Jesus was right where He was supposed to be, certainly at the right time for the people that He was with and the needs that He was meeting. This week, I had the opportunity to go with the high school and middle school band to Robert C. Byrd for their band festival to be judged. And there were 250 kids in the high school and middle school band program. And as we get to the end of the school year, and things are going on and things are happening, and they need teachers to go on trips and stuff, there aren't any substitutes. On Friday, there were 25 vacancies in the county, and I was actually subbing at the middle school, and there were three short, and so they were dividing the kids up and putting them in places, so I think I got them all. I think all those kids were, I was doing math and the room was full. I'm thinking, where's everybody coming from? I don't even know who's supposed to be in here. But I'm like, okay, no problem, I'll do it. But for this band trip, we didn't have anybody to help, so they had 250 kids going to RCB, and so I said, well, I mean, I can go if you need somebody. Oh, praise the Lord. So I went with these kids to the on the trip. And so we went to the mall first. And we went into the RCB. They did great. Superior ratings for the middle school and high school. I thought they did great. So I asked Mrs. Johnson, so what do you need me to do? And she said, okay, so I'm going to be directing the band. And so you need to be in the back in case there's any problems. I'm not sure what kind of problems are going to happen during this thing. So we're in this room. We're getting ready to go to the next room. You're in the holding cell, they call it, I guess. And then you get ready, you tune up, and you go to the next room. So Mrs. Chan says, okay, here we go. I'm going to go on, and you make sure they all get on the stage. Okay, here we go. The drummer said, Mr. Newsom, we can't find the whatever. I said, what are you talking about? We don't have our, I don't even know what you're talking about. I said, but can y'all use something else? No! I have no clue. I'll tell you what, you better get in here because it's your time. And this is judging. It's a serious stop. If they don't wait, get in there. I'm like, what are we going to do? I said, I don't know what you're looking for. I have no clue what you're talking about. And so Mr. Channels, and he comes in and says, what's the hook? I said, Mr. Channel, I have no clue what there is. That's something to do with drums. And I'm like, it's in the trailer. And I think, well, it's 1 o'clock. And that's when you're supposed to be performing. So he sends these high school kids out. And so Mr. Channel says, maybe you could stall. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just wanted to come and help. There's 240 kids here. I said, I'm just coming to help. He said, well, then just pray for something. So I just prayed that they would stall. And so it all got me. This is what we're doing. This is going to go, this is going to be better. We have all our instruments here. And I'm there. I'm like, all the pressure's on me. All the pressure's on the preacher now. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I sat there and prayed the whole time. And they did great. It all worked out. So anyway, we get back on the bus. And the bus driver says, hey, I heard you were a preacher. I said, you did? He said, yeah, we were talking that, you know, we got six buses. And we've got the two band directors and a preacher. It's all we have today for our chaperones. And I said, does that break some kind of rules? He said, there was supposed to be a teacher on every bus. So you know how when you go on a bus trip, you got to sign. So I'm like, sign, like, you need to sign this because the high school bus didn't have any adults on it. But anyway, he said, well, I'm glad you're on my bus. And this is what I showed this morning. I'm glad you're on my bus. You know, I just started going to church. And I just gave my heart to Jesus. I asked the church in Clarksburg, I can't remember the name of it. And I have lots of questions. So we just talked. He just told me. And the kids were great. I mean, I had no problems with them. They were great. And the middle school band, they were great. And so we had this nice conversation. And when we get off the bus, after I signed the form, he said, well, I'm glad I got you on my bus today. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Nice talk. And then I got this text right after that said, it's all about planting seeds. And it is. Wherever we go, whatever we do, God uses us plant seeds. And so he and I in our conversation, the bus driver, we were actually talking about what we talked about last week, about how everyone just kind of forgets about Easter after Easter. And that's what we talked about last week, and this whole idea, it continues. What happened on the cross that we had here
all through Lent and during Easter Sunday, that continues. What happened on that cross, the love and forgiveness continues. So we were talking about that because, you know, he is new to church, and he said, you know, Sunday for Easter Sunday, I'm just kind of new to all this, and then the Sunday after Easter, like, no one was there. And why does that happen? He's asking me all these questions. I said, well, church attendance is one thing, but living for Jesus is certainly another. And so this morning, as we continue to think about Jesus' journey in his life, I want us to look in, we're going to look in Luke chapter 24. And last week, you know, we went back to the Old Testament, and, you know, the prophets were saying the Messiah is coming. This is what's going to happen. And it happened, and then people were shocked and couldn't believe it. And Luke chapter 24, I think this is a great scripture or story that will take us right into communion this morning. And we begin in Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 49. And prior to that, you know, is on the road to Emmaus. And, you know, Jesus has risen, and people have heard that he's alive or he's out and he's around, but people aren't believing it. And it's really, to me, honestly, it's frustrating for me to read this just because they all knew and were prepared, and they just have no clue what's happening. And so here it says in verse 24, as we read Luke chapter 24, verses 36, excuse me, while they were still talking about Jesus. Okay, so we're talking about Jesus, and they heard that he's risen. So they're talking about him, and he shows up. Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and frightened, thinking that he was a ghost. What a ghost. And see, when we read that, and we know here today in 2019, Jesus is alive. That's continuing. It should be continuing. Not particularly or so much in the church, theoretically speaking, but in our lives as Christians and children of God, Easter should be continuing that he is alive and he walks among us. And so he's right there. And these disciples who were close to him, you know, he said that he would be back and what he was going to do. And you would think they would know what he looked like. And so they were frightened. And I don't know. For me, if I was Jesus, I'd be like, what's wrong with you? You know what I mean? I'm not really thinking of the times. I really think that at times, Jesus got so frustrated because they weren't listening and paying attention. And he just had to. I mean, he came here. They say he came here to be human form here on earth. He had to get frustrated with people who just weren't listening and getting out of days. I mean, I love working with middle school kids. I just love being with them. And I don't know, though. You know, I used to do this track and coaching, and that's when I was single and didn't have a whole lot of other opportunities. I was a little younger, you know. But now, working with these middle school kids, sometimes they don't pay attention. My patience just is, man, it's just getting smaller. We're going to have our pictures taken. And remind the team of pictures. And this girl, God love her, hey, what are we going to wear? I said, for the track pictures? She said, yeah. What are we going to wear? I said, are you serious? And she said, yes. I don't know. Maybe you should wear your uniform. I just had to get away from her. I was like, are you kidding me? I was tired. I had a sunburn. I was just like, what? And so, as I was reading this, I'm thinking, I don't know. Maybe Jesus felt that way. A ghost? What are you talking about? It's me. It's Jesus. This guy you spent all this time with. It's me. I mean, I don't know. Jesus was always loving and kind and forgiving, but I don't know. I get frustrated. He said to them, why are you troubled and why you doubt? Why are these doubts rising in your mind? Don't you get it? I mean, that's what Jesus said in a loving, kind way. But as I read this morning, gosh, Jesus, I mean, he just kept repeating himself. He kept showing up. And he kept forgiving, didn't he? Even when people weren't listening. And he sure was frustrated. Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. He had touched me. I'm not a ghost. I mean, this is really happening. It's really me. Now, if Jesus were actually to show up today, today he really comes back and happens to show up at the greatest church in America, the Baptist Church in Shinsen, I don't know. You know what I mean? And he shows up here. What are you guys going to do? You know what I mean? Spaghetti across the street, what you're going to tell him? I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Are we going to be scared? I mean, think about that. And it's really me. I'm here. Look at me. And I don't know. For me, I think about sometimes when kids don't get things, when people don't listen to get things. You feel that way too. When people you've been praying for and ministering to and trying to plant seeds, they won't come to church with you and they won't change their hearts and live for Jesus. That's frustrating, isn't it? And Jesus, again,
all the way through to the very end, and even when he's come back, so loving and kind and forgiving and understanding. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and they still didn't believe him. I mean, and then they're like, do you have anything to eat? Not just fruit. I mean, think about it. I mean, they're amazed, they can't believe it. They say, hey, you have anything to eat? Spaghetti across the street, right? I mean, you guys have anything to eat here? So here we go. So, I mean, Jesus is frustrated, I think. They're frustrated. And now we need food. See, it's just very backwards, isn't it? They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it, he ate it in their presence, and said, this is what I told you while I was still with you. So Jesus, I'm spoiled, you know, I just want to eat. This is deep. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses. Now, this is another reteaching moment. He said, I told you all this. This is what I told you already. Right? And so, they don't believe it's Jesus. Jesus is probably frustrated. And now, that's just deep, right? But he says to them, see, he's kind of calling, they're just eating this, and he just says, hey, this is what I told you while I was still with you. I mean, guys, are you listening? Everything must be fulfilled. Just as we read last week in the Old Testament, all this that happened on Easter Sunday, and all these places, the law of Moses, the prophets, everybody said this was going to happen. I came and told you, I was really here and told you this was going to happen. And so he opened their minds so they could understand the scripture. Again, another what? Jesus teachable moment. He could be frustrated. They think he's a ghost. So he gets them calmed down. They're eating. And he's like, you don't get this. And so he just goes into the scriptures again. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. This is really what's happened, you guys, okay? It says the third day. Now, many days, maybe several days have passed by now as we read this scripture, of course. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So you see what Jesus is telling now? Now this is where you guys come in. This is what you're supposed to do. I mean, because I'm here, but I'm not going to be here much longer. You guys are the witnesses of these things in verse 48. You guys have seen all this, and you've heard all of it loud. It's really me in person. And it says, I'm going to send you some help. I'm going to send you what my Father's promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high. So he's telling you, stay here until the Holy Spirit comes, right? Until you're filled with the Holy Spirit. You wait till you're, and help comes. Help's coming. But for now, just stay here. Do what I told you to do, and start working on this. Start working on this. Preaching in his name to all the nations, the repentance for the forgiveness of sin. See, that's why Jesus came. Yeah, he came to do ministry. He came to share his life and to get people to understand who he really was. But he came, and what he did ultimately at the end was for the repentance of our, and forgiveness of our sins. Forgiveness. And so Easter is technically over. The cross is moved a bit from the sanctuary. But this whole idea of love and forgiveness, even in Jesus, even they weren't understanding it and getting it and didn't know who he was and thought he was a ghost, he still loved them and forgave them. And then this morning, watch this video of this guy, Alex from Rwanda. That's a story of forgiveness. He actually went back to pray and forgive the guy who tortured his family. Wow. Now, he learned about this whole idea of love and forgiveness for a shoebox. Yeah. That's planting seeds. And see, Jesus came initially to show us that. And he did that on the cross. And he says, this is what you're going to do. He told the disciples, but he's telling us as his disciples and followers and believers today that we're to preach to his name to all the nations about this whole idea of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That God loves you. And he said, I'm going to send you what my Father's promised.
Well, this book that I have,
God's promises, the Bible, I mean, it's true for me. God's kept all his promises he said for me, and he does that for us too, right? He said, just like that bus driver on the way to RCB, he's asking me all these questions. People don't show up after Easter. So I don't really know. There could be lots of reasons. But the idea of this whole forgiveness and love lives on forever. It does, doesn't it? And right here, Jesus appears to the disciples. Well, Jesus should be appearing every day. Jesus is here. It's me, right? Jesus is alive, and he should be appearing every day through us.
if we're doing what he asked us to do. You know? Yeah, probably was frustrated. I believe God might get frustrated sometimes too when he's up there and we're down here and we're not listening and doing what he asked us to do. And you know, I keep telling you, and I keep doing this every day. Every day. God, just take me where you want me to go. Help me to do what you want me to do. And be who you want me to be. Wow. In the process of being who he wants me to be, and doing and going, I'm understanding this whole idea of forgiveness and loving. Wow. This whole story about Alex this morning from Rwanda has happened all over the country. All over the world. Kids are being displaced. Don't know where to go. Don't know who's going to pick them up off the bus. Don't know where there's going to be food or not. Oh. I could really be depressed if I really wanted to. Seriously. But I have the love of Jesus. I know God's got a plan for me. He's got a plan for this church. He's got a plan. People say to me all the time, why does your church do that? Your church doesn't. I don't know. They call me in the hot car. So we have one of those. You do? Well, yeah. Well, we'll get one. Right? Love and forgiveness. Jesus died for us. He paid it all. And he did that so that we could allow him to live. No joking around. Right? Jesus really did this. We believe that. And so this morning, this whole idea of forgiveness. You know, I hear people say to me all the time, boy, I'd love to come back to church. I just don't think God can forgive. And I don't never really know how to help people understand that, right? God will forgive you no matter what you've done, where you've been. He did that on the cross. This guy Alex forgave people that he saw, his neighbors. That the video, the title of that video was, love your neighbor, forgiveness through a shoebox. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Love your neighbor, forgiving everybody. Everybody's our neighbor. I pray the whole way here on Sunday morning for all my neighbors. There might be in church somewhere. Right? Love your neighbor. Forgiveness through a shoebox. Love your neighbor, forgiveness through the cross, right? Forgiveness through Jesus. So as we come this morning, just spending a few moments before we come to the table, realizing this, his body really was broken for you. But his blood was shed for you. Father, we thank you this morning. Every time we come to this table, every time we take communion, we're reminded of how much you love us. What that cross really means. What really happened on this. The sacrifice was made so our sins be forgiven. We have a chance to be with you forever if we just believe and trust you. God, I know that we all here this morning believe that. If there's anybody here that doesn't believe that and does not accept you as their Savior, I pray they would do that right now. God, you're an awesome God. You are an awesome God. You've done great things. And God, every day, just trying to remind young people and children, my own son, that with God, all things are possible. I believe that. God, with you on our side, there's nothing for us to be afraid of. God, as we come to this table today, we're reminded of the God who does awesome things. And does awesome things in our lives because we love him in return. So God, we just pray now, whatever decisions need to be made, that God, we just spend some time with you before we come to the table. God, we love you, thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name.